Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K4EI activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association 2-meter net. This net is held weekly on both Sundays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. local time on the W4VA 147.165 megahertz repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. This is a directed net, and net control will shortly invite check-ins. When prompted, each amateur wishing to join should transmit and say their entire call sign. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn, and once all participants have checked in, we'll invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants should introduce themselves and may choose to describe any amateur radio or technical challenges that they might be having, as well as any news or accomplishments that they'd like to share. We are always interested in any relevant amateur radio topics. Please be aware that our repeater employs a 3-minute cutoff timer for all transmissions. If needed, unkey and wait for the beep before talking any longer. At the conclusion of your comments, simply ID with your call sign and turn the repeater back to net control. This is K4EI. My name is Jeff, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, and I'll be your net control this evening. First thing, a few quick announcements. We've got our next monthly club meeting coming up tomorrow evening. That's Thursday the 14th. That's tomorrow evening. And that will be at 7:15 p.m. at the PATH Foundation building in Warrenton. It's also available via WebEx if you prefer. Let's see, we've got the next VE test session coming up Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 16th of March. And that will be at 9:30 a.m. at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the Porter Branch, and that's at 2001 Parkway Boulevard in Stafford, Virginia. Our next informal club breakfast will be a couple of Saturdays from now. That will be Saturday, March 30th, and that will begin at 8 a.m. or whenever folks can make it down there, and that's held down at the Bistro at Fauquier Hospital, and I hope to see everyone there. And finally, last but not least, circling back around to this week, we've got VAQP coming up this weekend, and that's a big weekend for a lot of folks around here, so hopefully a lot of guys are excited about it. That will be this Saturday and Sunday, and it should be a fun time for sure. Once we get rolling in a few moments, in addition to any other comments that anyone might wish to share this evening, I hope that folks will share what their plans are for VAQP if they plan to participate. So that's all I've got. Are there any other announcements that anyone else would like to make? If so, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. So let's go ahead and get some check-ins. Let's start with Echolink or Internet-connected stations first. Are there any Echolink stations? If so, please call K4EI now. Okay, none heard. Do we have any mobile check-ins? If so, please call now.
Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo, Bravo.
Okay, very good. I'm glad. Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo, Bravo. Got you in there. All right, let's go ahead and take general check-ins. Do please give me your call slowly and phonetically, if you would, please. Please call K4EI now.
Alpha, Hotel, K4, GV8. Robert and Reva.
K1 Hotel Tango Victor.
Kilo 4 Sierra Kilo Papa in Skip in Bristow.
K3 FR Ron Manassas.
Bravo Echo.
Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Sierra 1 Papa Papa Yankee Sippy in Warrenton.
All right, let's hold it there for a second. Okay, I've got K4 GVH. I've got K1HTV, I've got K4SKP, I've got K3FR. Then there was a station that doubled slightly with Ron there, so I didn't get you, so hang tight for a second. Then I've got KM4OZH, and then I've got Sippy, is that K? Can you give me your call again, please?
Roger, that's Kilo Sierra 1, Papa, Papa, Yankee.
Roger, roger, on the Kilo Sierra 1, Papa, Papa, Yankee. Certainly makes sense, Sippy. All right, the one station I missed, can you please call again?
Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, Bravo, Echo.
Roger, roger, on the Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, Bravo, Echo. All right, any other stations, please call K4EI now.
Alpha Golf 4, Sierra, Romeo, AG4SR.
November 7, X-ray, Uniform, India, Stan and LD.
Let's hold there real quick for a second there. The Alpha Alpha station, can you please come back?
Alpha Golf 4, Sierra, Romeo, AG4SR.
AG4SR, I've got you in there. Very good, thank you. And the November station, the last station they called, would you please repeat your call?
So this is November 7, X-ray, the Uniform, India, Stan and Eldie.
Okay, Stan, I've got you in there. Thank you. All right, any other stations, please call now.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Yankee X-ray, Matt, in and out.
All right, very good. I've got Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Yankee X-ray, in and out. Okay, well, let's go ahead and head on up to the top now. AA1RB, please give us your comments for this evening.
Good evening, Jeff and Annette. This is Reed in the beautiful Brookside community. And my plans for the weekend are to go to the cabin in Fort Valley, Virginia, and operate from there. I've got a long wire antenna that I just put up in the trees a couple of weekends ago. So I'm hoping it's still there, but I'm going to be operating sideband and CW from that point, and I'll be looking for other stations' call signs in the club with the software and communications tools that have been set up for us, and finally got my computer set up with N1MM, thanks to Andy K1RA's presentation the other night. So that's how I'm going to be occupied, and so I look forward to hearing from everyone else this weekend. So back to you, back to the net, AA1RB.
All right, well, very good there, Reed, AA1RB from K4EI. Yeah, you know, ever since you sent out the message a couple of days ago that you're going to be up in Fort Valley during the VAQP, that very much piqued my interest. I've ridden up through Fort Valley a million times on my motorcycles, and I've actually climbed up Woodstock Tower. I took an HT up there once and operated from up there a little bit. So anyway, I'd be real interested to see hear what your experience is this weekend, and it'd be great if I can make a contact with you. So we'll see. Best of luck to you. Let's see, K4GVH, Robert, great to hear this evening. Your comments, please.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening, everyone on the Farinet. Be looking forward to coming to the club meeting tomorrow evening around 6 o'clock. Be looking forward to coming to see everyone. Haven't been to a meeting for a while. Good old KO4VNZ is going to be picking me up there. Chuck Filer is going to be picking me up tomorrow around 6 o'clock. And I'm going to be working the Virginia QSO party this weekend if everything goes right at my desk, because I don't have nobody over here at Reaver to work it. So I'm still waiting to hear what's going on with the 690 at where Travis has got. They did get the tuner fixed, but that's all I've heard so far, the tuner fixed, and they said that they still got to get the ELC working right, too. So I don't know how long it's going to take, because Travis has got to work on it when he can do it, and I can understand it. But sure, it's good to hear everyone tonight on the net. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and back to net control.
Well, very good there, Robert, and great to hear that you'll be at the club meeting tomorrow night, and And that's great that KO4VNZ will be able to pick you up. And best of luck with the VOQP down at your dad's and with getting your rig squared away. It's always a tough thing when a rig goes sideways and it needs a little attention, but hopefully it'll get squared away in short order. We'll see. Anyway, let's see. Next, let's send it over to Rich, K1HTV. How are you this evening, Rich?
Jeff, I'm tired. It's out in the woods all afternoon, checking out the beverages, three beverages, and all at seven trees down, seven pine trees had come down. Broke one of the broke the east-west wire, got that repaired after I sawed up a couple trees that were holding the wire down, the rest of the wire, and then I walked the northeast beverage, and a couple more trees had come down across that, three trees, as a matter of fact, over that 500-something feet. At the very end, they ripped the wire right out of the terminating box, terminating resistor at the end, so that had to be repaired. And then the north-south beverage, again, a break. And not a break, but just taking the things to the ground, ripped insulators off the trees. That'll replace seven of the insulators that are nailed into trees to keep it above, keep the beverage wires above deer height. So that took me most of the afternoon. Came in to check out the HF radio, and I had high SWR and all the bands, and I make a long story short, turned out to be under the deck. There's a relay switch box, and one of the connections was not good. I looked at it, looked clean, looked dry, nothing wet, but somehow it was not working until I removed the connector, reseated it, and then all of a sudden SWR got low and all the bands to the antennas that are on the tower. So that's all fixed. I hope everybody gets ready, get their antennas checked out for the VAQ sub-party. I understand that the Mike, that KA4RU, has an illness in the family. He's going to have to cancel the W4VA setup at his QTH in Catlett, so there will not be an operation of W4VA down at Catlett. So everybody else got to do as much as you can, either mobile or at home. Don't forget, a lot of big time this time. We got to make up for that multi-op not being there, big being butt and chair. So put a lot of hours in if you can on your HF station. HF conditions have been fairly good tonight. The 15-meter band seems to be a little bit better than 10. The solar flux has dropped down to 128. 10, I'm hearing the Chinese and the Japanese on both 10 and 15, but 15 seems to have better signals. Let's see, anything else that I forgot? K4SO, Mark is going to be putting in a full effort, which is good. My neighbor out about 2 miles west of me, be running high power CW and sideband, so hopefully it'll help bring the score back up again. Hope the rest of the club members put in good efforts. I think that's it. So anyway, back to you, Jeff. Thanks again for doing the net. K4EI and the net from K1HTV.
Well, very good there, Rich. K1HTV from K4EI. And my goodness, that's a lot of work that you've had with those beverages down. I meant to mention it in the preamble this evening. The wind we had a couple of days ago was the longest sustained high winds I can ever remember, and I was wondering if folks survived that okay. I was fortunate here. My three antennas, my three HF antennas were unaffected, but with that wind, it wouldn't shock me if a number of people experienced the kind of stuff that you did. Anyway, sorry to hear that, but glad to hear that. It sounds like you got most of it squared away today, so good on that. And thanks for letting us know about the W4VA station for VAQP. That's always been a big hitter this weekend every year, and it'll be missed for sure. All right, let's K4SKP. Skip, how are you this evening?
K4EI is K4SKP. I've been a little better, but we're getting over some illness in the house, so I'm going to try and get to the meeting tomorrow via video. I'm not going to share my bugs with anybody. It's a nasty bug. But other than that, I don't know whether I'm going to be on VAQP or not. I'm going to try and see what happens, see how well I feel. Right now it sits, and I'm lucky if I'm vertical in a chair for any great length of time. It just wipes me out, and I usually have to lay down. But anyway, with that, K4EI back to net. K4SKP, clear back to net.
All right, well, thanks for that, Skip, and sorry to hear that you're feeling a bit under the weather. You know, those kind of bugs are tough on the families, for sure. So, thanks for not sharing it with us tomorrow evening, and I hope you feel better soon. Ron, K3FR, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Jeff. K4EI, this is K3FR. Well, my plans are to be on the VAQP on Saturday. I'll be doing CW on the sideband, 20, 15, and 10 meters. That's where my antenna works the best for the inside. And then Sunday after church, I'll be I'd like to run up to Skyline Drive and hit probably about four or five counties up there that are fairly easily accessible to 211. And just got some time in up there on VHF using FM simplex up there or sideband. So that's about it. I've been okay. Everything is fine otherwise. So back to you, K4EI, K3FR.
Well, very good there, Ron. Real good on the CW and the sideband. From the shack there at the QTH and the Skyline Drive trip on Sunday sounds like a great idea. We're fortunate with the geography the way it is. Skyline Drive for most of the difference between Thornton Gap and Front Royal has real good directivity towards us in the Piedmont area. So I expect you'll do real good on that drive. Let's see, KQ4GVE, Scott, how are you this evening?
Thanks, Jeff. KQ4GVE here. Had a really good week. Really enjoying the warm weather today. And I passed my general exam on Monday. And today I got the CSCE document in the mail. And so hopefully, I think probably tomorrow or Friday, it'll be on the ULF database. And I'm looking forward to working 40 meters this weekend. KQ4GVE, back to net control.
Oh, wow, Scott. KQ4GVE from K4EI. That's quite a milestone, so congratulations. The general ticket opens up so many vistas in amateur radio, so congratulations. You're gonna have a great time. And 40 meters is just a wonderful band. A lot of us just really love that, so real good. Let's see, KM4OZH. Gil, how's the mobile setup? Ready to roll?
K4EI, this is KM4OZH. Good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. Well, we're just about there. Got a few other little details to take care of, and I guess I'm about as ready as I'm going to be. I got something new, a little bit different this year. I got a buddy of mine, AK4XR, who is going to be mobile, and we're going to run a pack together till I wear him out. We'll see how far he keeps up with me. And maybe he would do okay, but he says he's going to run the whole contest with me, so we'll see. And he's got 9 bands in his car and my 9 bands, so multiply that by 30 counties, we'll be all right. And I think the weather's going to be good, so I'm looking forward to it. That's about all I got. I'm all excited, and hope everybody gets rested up and stay in their seat, buddy and chair after 10 o'clock Saturday night. Don't quit at 10 o'clock. KM4OZH back to net.
All right, real good there, Gil. KM4OZH from K4EI. And yeah, I guess if y'all are tag teaming it up and down the roads there, when we hear either you or AK4SR, we should expect to hear the other one close by. So we'll keep an ear peeled for that. So that sounds good. Sounds like you'll have a great time as usual. Let's see, KS1PPY, Sippy, over to you. How are you this evening?
Doing pretty good overall. I've had to kind of hang up ham for the last little while due to motivation and depression problems, and finally got my got part of my station set up just a little bit before the net, so I'm glad everything is working, that I'm actually able to be on the net. with trees coming down and roof projects, it's just been a very interesting last year of things, so I figured I'd get on here and try it out. I would love to get back into the VAQP as well, but I have to work that weekend, and that's kind of the story of my life for the past little bit. Work far more than I probably need to, but I got some friends at church that decided they wanted to get their licenses and get stuff going, so I'm motivated to get back into the practice of being on the radios and doing all the things, because I'm trying to help them get their stuff set up, so I'm tackling all of my issues. My current one is trying to get my 7300 to talk to my computer again. I don't know why, but for some reason, the COM ports just will not communicate for the other things going in there, so I might just have to do everything manually. I'm not used to that. Other than that, I look forward to trying to get back into more nets and hopefully bring some other hams, including my dad and some other friends into para and get them excited about the hobby coming up. And that's all I got. KS1PPY, back to net.
All right, we're good there, Sippy. KS1PPY from K4EI. And yeah, life can be a challenge sometimes, for sure. And I think a lot of us have found that ham radio goes a long way towards easing some of those burdens that sometimes get thrown in front of us. So glad to hear you back on the air and doing better. So good luck with getting the 7300 squared away. And yeah, a little cat control definitely helps, for sure. Yeah, best to you. AG4SR, Steven, it's great to hear you Wednesday evening, and great to hear you tonight as well. How are you?
Good evening, Jeff, and thank you for that. Appreciate you running net control. It's always nice to have somebody nice and friendly to run this, so appreciate that. I'm looking forward to the VAQP. The goal is to work 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters for HF, and then I plan to have 2 meter and 70 centimeter on a mobile rig, as well as 1.25 meter, the 220 megahertz band on an HT. So I'll see what I can do from Skyline Drive. The plan is to go out with K4SOO, and we are going to try to hit at least 7 counties, if at all possible. We'll probably end up separating a couple of times to do some HF operations, but we're planning to go out in a single vehicle. He'll be doing the expedition mode, and I will be doing mobile. So that's the plan. Hope to make quite a few contacts. This is my first year doing it, so looking forward to it. Go ahead and turn it back to you, Jeff. Say 73 to the rest of the group, and give it back to net control. This is AG4SR.
Well, very good there, Stephen, AJ4SR from K4EI. Yeah, it sounds like you and James will have a good time in the VAQP. It's quite an event for sure, so I think everyone will enjoy it, and it sounds like you guys will. N7XUI, Stan, how are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net. It is a nice, pleasant evening. Got the garage door open, and I'm not freezing to death. Yeah, looking forward to the club meeting tomorrow night, and then for this weekend's activities. I had hoped to go do a little more expeditionary type thing, but we've got to do some stuff around the house. My mom's 96, so I'm kind of keeping an eye on her over the weekend. So that's just a good opportunity, though, for me to try working around the HOA restrictions and setting up my covert communication stuff. I think I'll primarily be on VHF and above with ICOM 9700. Probably try to do 220 on a handheld if anyone's out there, and my 900 megahertz machine, if I can get it working, we'll be playing with that too. And then we'll see what I can do on HF. But yeah, looking forward to trying this. This will be last year I did a partial participation, but this year I'm looking to go a little more at it and see what I can operate with from the house. Then 7XY, back to net control.
All right, well, very good there, Stan. Sounds like you'll have a good time, and good on your mom, 96 years old. God bless her, and God bless you for helping her out there. So those things definitely are the priority for sure. So hope you have a great time this weekend. Let's see, K04WYX Matt was in and out, and that brings us down to the end of our original list. So let's pause now and see if we have any additional check-ins. If so, please call K4EI now.
This is K04VNZ.
W4RKU.
All right, very good. Net recognizes Chuck, K04VNZ, and Kevin, W4RKU. Chuck, how are you this evening?
K4EI, this is K04VNZ. Chuck and Opal, thanks, Jeff, for taking the net. And I'm doing pretty good. It only took three tries, but the third try was the charm. I got a third cable, cat cable. This time it's an ADMS-450 USB. I plugged it in, downloaded the driver, and it went right to work. So now I've finally got my N1MM talking to my rig. So I'm all ready for Virginia QSO party. As far as working it, I'll be a little bit late starting it because I have the VE test session down in Stafford that I'll be working there. But when that's over, my original plan was to drive from there to the multi-multi, but with the loss of the multi-multi, I'll just come home and get on the air. So I'll be working fixed, low-power phones. For the most part, I haven't decided yet, I may also take my HD with me when I go to the test session and on the way back, maybe to another log just of mobile, but I'm not sure I'm going to do that. Anyway, that's it for me. I'll see you all at the club meeting, and this is KO4VNZ back to Net Control 73.
All right, well, very good. Thanks for that, Chuck, KO4VNZ from K4EI. And, yeah, it's terrific that you got your cat control working because that makes it a huge difference. So good on you for that. And, yeah, no worries. If you're a few hours late getting going because of the VE test session, bless you for doing that for sure. You know, the good thing about the VAQP is there's enough hours in the weekend to do the business. So if you make the most of the hours you got. So anyway, real good. Kevin, W4RKU, great to hear this evening. How are you, my friend?
K4EI, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Jeff. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Well, I've been getting my stuff ready for this weekend, like everybody else. My plan is kind of sort of like Ron's. But on Saturday, I'll be all fixed, and then on Sunday, I'm going to go up the Skyline for the first time, but only for a little bit, hit a couple of two or three counties up there, just because I record myself while I'm driving and transcribing the recording drives me nuts. So I won't only keep it to like a couple or 3 hours of working, but that'll be fine. It'll be different, and then I'll come back to my fixed station when I'm done at the mobile and finish up the party up there. So that's my plan. I'm sticking to it. Good luck, everyone. I hope to see everybody tomorrow night who can make the meeting. And I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. K4EI, W4RKU, back in that.
All right. Well, very good there, Kevin. And, yeah, you're going to be breaking up the weekend like several people are. So that makes a lot of sense. And operating fixed for a while and having a good mobile trip as part of it, I imagine, I've never done it, but I imagine that that makes for a really nice weekend. So real good there. All right, well, that brings us to the end of the list. Let me check one last time for any additional check-ins or rechecks. If so, please call K4EI now. K3ATR.
AG4SR recheck.
Okay, NET recognizes K3ATR and AT4SR reject. K3ATR, Mark, how are you this evening?
Evening, doing well. Just caught a bit of the net there, so I'm about 8:15 on the way back from a scout meeting with my boys in the car and then caught up here at my desk. Hoping to get into some of the VAQP this weekend, but we have a Pinewood Derby on Saturday and a birthday dinner Saturday night, and then a St. Patrick's Feast Day celebration at our church on Sunday. So it's going to be a busy weekend, but I'm hoping I can squeeze a few hours in here and there and hopefully pad the score a bit. But otherwise, not too much. I think the main thing for me has been figuring out the best way to log on a Mac, as I won't be able to use N1MM this year. So I want to make sure I'm doing it efficiently and in a way that will make it easy to get the Cabrillo file generated at the end. But I think I've got it all squared away. So this will be another year of testing. I'm hoping next year I can go full-throated K3ATR back to net.
All right, well, very good there, Mark. And, yeah, a busy weekend, and the Pinewood Derby sounds like fun for sure. Working with the kids is always fun, right? And as far as the Mac goes, I run a Mac as well. Obviously, the amateur radio world is very focused on PC-related stuff, but there are a few of us Mac aficionados out there. And for things like the VAQP, I use Skookum Logger is the program I use. I use Mac Logger DX for general logging, but for contest, I use Skookum Logger. So, and it works pretty well. Let's see, Stephen, AG4SR, back to you.
All right, I've got a quick comment and a question. I'll go with the question first. For those that have operated in the VAQP before, if you have used 220 megahertz, do you just use the national call, 223.5, or is there a preferred frequency or alternate that's used for the 220 megahertz? And for the comment, just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Chuck. You're sounding great tonight, not hearing any noise from the flashing lights on top of your signal. So great job making it in. So that's for KO4VNZ. This is AG4SR, back to net control.
All right, very good. Thank you there, Stephen. And I would echo that. Chuck's signal and his audio was excellent. Full quieting tonight, so very good there. Does anyone have a response to Stephen's question?
KM4OZH.
Go ahead, Gil.
Yeah, 223.5 for your 220 band FM is the there's so little activity. There's never a jam up of having to deviate from that. And so I just generally keep my 220 radio on all the time with a set squelch set real light. And whenever I hear somebody, well, I'll be jumping on it. And that's probably the same with everybody else. KM4OZH, back to net.
WACT.
Okay, Travis, WABT, I've got you. Hang tight for just a second. Stephen, did that answer your question fine?
That's perfect and excellent feedback. Thank you very much for that information. And I do plan to run that from the HT. I don't remember what the power out is. I want to say it's somewhere in the ballpark of 2 watts. But we'll give it a try, see if anybody can hear me.
Very good then. WABT, Travis, how are you this evening?
Hey, Jeff. Good evening. All on that. It's WABT. I just wanted to counterpoise Gil's thing there. I know there are other calling frequencies on 220 megahertz or 223.5, but as far as from Gil's standpoint, I don't know. Maybe he pretty much only picks out the strongest stations, but I have had struggles sometimes from down here in the lower elevations on 223.5, where maybe it might be possible to go to another channel on Simplex, but I don't know. It generally doesn't happen very much in VAQP. So 223.5, but yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody switching frequencies over there, but sometimes it might be nice. I'll just say that. I've heard it get pretty jammed up a couple times in past years. But that's pretty much my comment. Hope to work everybody this weekend. W8BT, back to net.
All right, well, very good there, Travis, W8BT from K4EI. Yeah, every bit of input is good, right? All right, one last quick call for any additional check-ins or rechecks. If so, please call now.
Recheck, AA1RB.
All right, very good. Reed, AA1RB, we'll let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. I think your comment about Woodstock Tower piqued my curiosity. I live about, my cabin is about 5 minutes from there, so if I were to have a slow period during the contest, I could jump up there and go to the tower with my HT, notwithstanding the problems of mixing up my log between HF and VHF. If I were to do that, would that make me a single operator two radio classification? That's all my only question. AA1RV, back to you, net control.
Well, yeah, that's a great question, Reed, and I'll put that out to the rest of the net in just a moment. But I will make note that the even getting back to our repeater, which of course is way up on a hill, way up on a tower, very, very marginal signal from the top of Woodstock Tower. So I decided when I was out there, this has been a few years back, that I would try to come back with more power next time rather than just an HT. I had a better antenna, but again, it was all very marginal, so just let you know that. With that said, does anyone have any input on Reed's question about if he goes and does that, how does that change his classification for the VHUP?
Or OZH.
I heard Rich in there first. Go ahead, Rich.
Does not change. The SO2R generally refers to when you have an HF set up. You have two radios, and you can operate both of them at the same time, one on one band, one on the other, and you may be calling CQ on CW on one, CQ on another. You have two radios going, two antennas, etc. If you have a VHF and an HF, that is not considered SO2R. Over.
Okay, very good there, Rich. Gil, did you have a comment?
Rich answered it. Very good.
Excellent. Okay, Reed, A1RB, did that take care of it for you?
That's perfect. Thank you, gentlemen. AA1RB.
All right, very good. Well, I hope everyone has a terrific time. We hope we see a bunch of people at tomorrow night's meeting, and hope everyone has a terrific time this weekend. All right, this is K4EI for the Farinet. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you have any questions or comments regarding tonight's discussion, or if you have a topic that you would like to see discussed on a future net, or if you have any questions in general about the Falkir Amateur Radio Association, please email us at farinet@w4va.org. That's Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Alpha November Echo Tango at whiskey4victoralpha.org. And we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater at the conclusion of the net. And this is the K4EI closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you and good night.
AA1RB, W8BT.